You know, Jesus said that my kingdom is not of this world. And so we have to get used to we have to find out, what did he mean? There's a spiritual kingdom that he released when he got raised from the dead, when he rose from the dead. And then he released the Spirit of God to have us walk in that. And so it cannot be typical. It cannot be just, I give you a title and your title is your salvation. You know, that cannot never be. There has to be an experience every day along the line of spiritual realities and the Holy Spirit proving to you there's a kingdom not made by hands, and there's a power that's behind the natural creation, and it's in the Spirit. And that's what we have to rise to. And that's where our faith is, and that's where the church has sort of got stuck. So this morning, Pastor Jerry is going to talk about that spiritual kingdom. Hallelujah. Can y'all say amen? Because she really doesn't have anything else but a spiritual kingdom. That's all she has. I know her. You know, she might not say the word spiritual kingdom, but that's what's going to come out of her. So we have to get on board. This is the Father's heart and mind. This isn't just a PWM specific, genre. It's from heaven. And it's happening in spots all over the globe. I don't know why it's happening here, but thank God it's here. But we've got to lift up. And you got to stay with it until you lift up with it, right? Kristen had a wonderful example, right? You see how the Father reigns, and then you repent for trying to do it yourself again. But then you reign with him. You learn. You suffer, but you learn, see? There's no other way. I can't title you a victor. I can't title you that. I can't title you that. It can't be in your mind. It has to be a spiritual constitution. Are y'all listening? Pastor Jerry, will you come? Amen. Shelly, she might need some help.
Praise Jesus, everybody. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to the Father. Oh, we bless his name this morning. I'm excited about Jesus. Glory for just Chris, what he has done in me through you in 60 seconds. 60 seconds. That's why I said I could smack you. You know, it's a wonderful thing when you can wait on the Lord. Honey, and waiting is not good. Waiting is not exciting. When you wait, it kills all your emotions. It kills all your thoughts. It kills all your desires. It kills everything that's natural in you. And you almost get to the place like, okay, God, am I dead? And that's what he's trying to do. He's really trying to kill us. He's really. Y'all, we're in the next phase. I want to talk to you about the next phase. And see, the next phase. See, we're in another phase now. See, every part of our Christianity is a phase. You know, you get saved and that's a phase. And the Lord blesses you. And you think he's the most wonderful papa daddy in the world. And then he said, okay, now you're 4 or 5 years old. I can't keep giving you everything you want. Now the next phase comes. Now there's another phase. We got to have to learn how to walk on your own. I've been holding you. You know how Peyton and Reagan had the trainer wheels, bicycles. And so summer before last, we said, let's take the training wheels off. And they were, no, we can't do this. We want the training wheel. We scared. We didn't want. And that's how we are in the spirit. But see, the phase is now training wheels got to go. Training wheels, Miss Pam, has to go. You've got to learn how to walk in the spirit now. You've got to learn how to trust God. You've got to learn to allow faith to rise. You've got to learn how to just be still. We've been through about 4 phases since I've been here in the last 15 years. And now we're at a wonderful phase in Jesus Christ. Because now we're about to sin. We're about to be what he wants us to be. Don't you know the church is supposed to be the habitation? Pastor Ross, thank you this morning. Amen. The church is supposed to be the habitation of God. The church is supposed to be the gate to heaven. It's not just a place where we come and give our tithes and our offering. It's a place that we supposed, what we say in our offering? Father, as we set our hearts on treasures in heaven. See, we're in another whole phase now, Rob. We're forgetting about the world. Or we're in a phase now where the world has no clutches on us. I don't know about nobody, but I know there's some people in this room that their desire is nothing of this world. Their only desire is, God, if I can see that kingdom open up in my life, if I can touch those holy altars, if I can sing with the angels, if I can walk down the courts of glory, God, if you'll give me the opportunity. But you know how you get there? The Lord is perfectly able to keep every bit of trouble out of our lives, every bit of opposition, every bit of persecution, every bit of suffering, trial, to keep it all out. Have you been asking him to do it? Oh, we don't want to go through nothing. Oh, God, we don't want to suffer. I don't want to feel like I feel in my body sometime. Oh, Pastor Gloria. Oh, Pastor Gloria. Oh, Pastor Gloria. God, if you could take this from me. Now I know how Paul said, if Paul pleaded with God, will you just take this from me? And he said, no, Paul. No, you got some churches you got to train up. You got some people you got to instruct. And you can only get revelation through what you go through with God. You don't get revelation by reading A.T. Sparks or T.A. Sparks or whoever he is. You know when you get the revelation? When you suffer some things. When you go through some hardships. But you know what I like about this quote? He said, not long. It's not, you know, Lord have mercy. I'm going to tell on myself. I'm going to go ahead and tell on myself, Lord. You insist that I do this. So, not too many things on TV I can watch. I used to watch some of the religious stuff, but that thing got so they make you throw up, right? So, and I used to watch on Saturday nights the little English channel. Yeah, I used to love that. Blech. Can't watch that anymore. So, I got hooked on the last two or three Karen weekends of watching HGTV with the houses where they flip them and decorate them and there. So I'm laying there last night watching it. And you know the devil loved to get into it. That's why when television first came out, the old saints used to call him the one-eyed demon. So I'm sitting there watching. The devil said, see how much money they got? See how their budget was $650,000 to buy the house, and they got $300,000 left for the renovation just in case. And he started talking to me, Mike. He said, what do you have? He said, what do you have? You laying up here with nothing, with nobody, nothing and nobody. I can talk to you, Mike. Mike and I can talk. We can sit right here. Yeah, you got nothing and you have nobody. And I begin to say, Lord, is my life just going to be suffering and just going to be pain, just going to be disappointment, just going to be loneliness, just going to be rejection? But hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, it's cartwheel time now. Oh, do I thank him? Do I praise him? Do I bless him? That he's qualifying me. He's qualifying me. He's qualifying us, y'all. Prevailing word into the kingdom of God. He's qualifying us, Brenda. You've got to be qualified. You just don't get into the kingdom any kind of way. The kingdom of God suffers violence. And the violent people have to take it by force. And honey, you've got to get. I said to myself, I said, devil, you a liar. I dare not think of this as being riches. He told me, he said, look at their riches. And I'm sitting there for a few minutes. I'm like, Taba, why would I love to be in that house? You know, I'm going to be honest. Y'all know, y'all lie. Y'all go ahead and y'all sanctify us, Holy Ghost. Y'all live in the dungeon dome in the mind and everything happy. Pastor Love. For about a few minutes. I can do this to Mike. Come on, Mike. For about a few minutes. Honey baby was there. Yeah, for a few minutes, y'all. Honey, baby, baby, they were there. You like this and you like that. And you know what I'm thinking? The devil said, see, you ain't got nothing in nobody. And I begin for a few seconds to buy into the lie. See, pastor said, we're growing in this. See, I had to experience that last night. Because now I know the quote, Christian, he put me in a holding pattern. Holy Ghost bad. Holy Ghost bad. Holy Ghost bad enough to take this old child right here that didn't know how to do nothing but move all the time and put her in a holding pattern. Be still. Be still. Be still. Be still and know what? That I'm God. We don't know God because we can't be still. We don't know God because we got too much of the world. I sit there and watch that HGTV. It's the world. It's the world's way, and we want it. We might as well admit it. Don't lie to yourself, because you can't get delivered until you say, God, that's me. That's not riches. It's nothing in this world is as rich as the kingdom. Nothing. I sat there and watched that woman spin that house and beautified it. And I said, God, where's her soul? When I finally got myself together, BJ, I said, I wonder where her soul is. Where is she going to spend eternity? Where is she? Like the rich man in Lazarus. See, the rich man did good until he got into eternity. He had everything. He fared well, the Bible said. And then he said, it's hard for a rich man to do what? To enter into the kingdom. We up here playing the lottery, trying to get $1 million. And it could be the end or the determination of your spiritual victory. Right there, right there. Because, see, you don't know what's in you. Right. See, Ron, I was sitting on that bed last night. I didn't know that was still in me. Mike, I didn't. I'm sold out. Chris, I'm sold out. I'm heaven bound. I'm sold out. Ain't here for a half an hour. The world got me, Pastor. The world grabbed me, Pastor. The world grabbed me. The world got me. Oh, did the world get me? I mean, I'm telling you, it started messing with me emotionally there for a minute. I'm going to be honest with you. And you know what? And he kept saying it. You have nothing and nobody. And that's a lie. I have everything and I have Christ. I have everything and I have Christ. I have everything and I have Christ. Paul says you got to know in whom you believe. You got to know, honey, because the devil will take you on a whirlwind ride and you won't even know when you fell off. You don't even know how you backslid or where you even got, how you left that place. Ross, what did he say? Stay here. Stay in this place. Stay in this place. See, Tina, if we stay in this place, hey, sweetie, come give me a hug. Amen. See, she told me she was coming, but she told me don't mess with her if she come. There you go. Oh, now, where the mama at? Oh, see, mama told me, say she want to come, but she's scared to come because she's afraid we're going to mess with her. I said, if she come on a Sunday, I'm ministering. Yes, we're going to mess with you. You got the wrong day. But God is doing, we're in another phase, y'all. We're in another phase of glory. See, we're in the glory phase now. Oh, Pastor Love, we're in the glory phase now. Oh, Brother Bree, we're in the glory phase now. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's not right. It don't matter, y'all. We're in the glory phase now. We pressed in now. The devil messed up. He should have got us 4 or 5 years ago. He's late now. The snapper can put his gun down because we sitting. And we sitting in heavenly places. He can't get up there. We're not just sitting. We're sitting in heavenly places. I'm not just sitting. The world has nothing that I desire. And if I'm asking God, keep showing me what's in here that I don't need. Come on now. Christy, get rid of the clutter. Get rid of the clutter. I did something yesterday. Call myself cleaning up a room, Pastor Love. And I had all these clothes. Lord, you can put me out there. You know how you got that size, them size 12s that's back in the closet that been back there for 10 years? You haven't been in size 12 in 10 years, but you keep saying you're going to get back to it. Lord said, pull all that stuff out. Pull it out. Pack it up. And didn't even know until you said today. He said, pack it up. Get rid of it. Some of it was sentimental stuff. I said, oh, Lord, I brought this at the other church 20 years ago. I'm serious. That's good stuff. Sentimental stuff. I remember when I brought this. I remember what was going on. Lord said, put it in the bag. Let it go. See, if we don't let it go, we're not going to rise. Well, you can't rise holding on to certain things. We don't even know the spirit that's in it. We don't even know the spirit that's in that suit that you did the boogaloo in, that you don't want to give away. You don't know the spirit that's in it when you clubbed all night in it. You got it hung back up in the closet. Come on, y'all. Mike know about that. You know, Mike know. You did the boogaloo all night long in it. Now you're saved, but you didn't throw it away. You got it tucked back in the corner. Just in case. Come on now. What are we going to use it for? You know you're not working. You can't wear it to church. What is it back there for? Come on, y'all. We got to clean up. It's time to clean up. We're in another phase now. We're in another phase of his glory getting ready to overtake us. I prophesy. I know it. Just as sure as I'm standing in front of you today. We're in the glory phase now. We're in the glory phase now. His church is supposed to be the house of heaven where we come and go. The ladder, the house of God, not a church. This building is supposed to be the house of God. That's where his glory comes. Ask Solomon when he built the temple. See, this is what we're building up in here. We ain't just building a church. We building a temple for the Holy Ghost to come. We want his glory to fill this place. Pastor Love, I so prophesied to you. It's going to be a Sunday. We come in here. Everybody going to fall on their face. Nobody's going to be in. I'm telling you, we're in another phase, y'all. We're in another phase. We just need to get our hearts right. We need to get rid of some clutter. We need to clean up some mess. And come on, tell the world, goodbye, world, I'm gone. Goodbye, world, I'm gone. Bye-bye. I'm gone. Can't hang on to it. Get it out the closet. Throw it away. Yeah, I look good in that size 12. Make you feel good. You know, come on, y'all. Come on. Come on, Karen. Yeah, Karen. Come on. Go under that bed, Karen, and get them old wedding stuff that you holding on to. Give them away. Throw them away. We're in another whole phase here now. Another disposition, dispensation in God. And see, if we don't realize the spirit behind some of the stuff, the Lord had to deal with me. Let it go. But see, I didn't even know, Chris, what he was doing until you got up here this morning. I didn't know why he told me, go in there, clean that closet up. Now I'm going to tell on Michelle. I went in there to clean up her stuff. I went in the room to clean up her stuff. I said, Lord, I'm sick of looking at that stuff laying all over that bed and floor. So now once I got in the room, see, that's how, thank you, Holy Ghost. See, that's how we do. We won't always clean up somebody else's stuff. Come on, we won't clean up somebody else's stuff, but we don't want to clean up our stuff. Ah, it's Chris' stuff that need to be cleaned up. It's not Taba. It's not Taba. Taba good. It's Chris that need to be cleaned up. I really went in there to clean up her mess that was all over my bed. And after I got in and got her stuff all folded up and stacked up, and then the Holy Spirit said, I don't know why it made me look in that closet. I said, get that stuff. Go, open the door. Now take that out. Take that out. I said, Lord, not this one too. Not this one. I was sexy as a fool in this one. Had my hat. I gave the hat away. Gave the hat away, Bernadine, but I still got the memories. Come on, y'all. Let's be real up in here. See, the glory gonna come. See, the glory's got to come. See, the glory's got to come. The glory's got to come. The glory has got to come. Now, we ain't drinking and smoking and cussing and carrying on, but there is some areas in our life that the Holy Spirit said, let me deal with it. Let me clean that up. If you just steal it's still the world. I realized that last night. It's still the world. I said, Lord, there's still a piece of the world in me. There's still a piece of the world in me. There's still that longing. Come on, y'all. There's still that desire. What was you singing? My only desire? I was sitting over there saying, we lying up in here today. It is not our only. We praying for that to be. It's a good song. I'm not messing with you. You know, we praying for it to be. We want it to be. But reality is right now, we're going to keep on singing it until after a while. That thing going to work. His pastor said, as we keep singing it, it's become a constitution in us. And after a while, our only desire is going to be to lay at his feet. Not to get married, not to get more money, not to get a new job, not to buy a new house. But my only desire, Tina. My only desire is the kingdom of God. My only desire, my only hope in this world is Christ Jesus. Joseph Haynes was good to me, but all what God's got for you is way beyond Joseph Haynes could ever have done. Way beyond what Geraldine and Cleveland Dickens could ever have done. If you would just let him clean out the closet. Clean out the closet of our spirit. Our spirit man, cluttered. Got all kinds of religious stuff. We still got our religious garb in there. We come up in here, still every now and then, it ain't moving like it used to move. Y'all know. We ain't patenting. Come on, Roz, pick it up. Be honest. Some Sundays you want her to pick it up so we can. That's that religious stuff. It's still there. And when it creep up, you got to kill it. Because if you kill it, the glory gonna come. See, the glory can't come until we get rid of it. The glory, the Father wants to do some things for us. He wants to show us what the real living and what real life really is. We're just existing if we're not in the kingdom. We're just merely going through life if we're not in the kingdom. We got to realize that there's a better way. And there's a whole new dimension. Whole new. Don't ask him to take it away. You're asking him to take your crown away. Come on now. Take your crown away. You can't suffer nothing. We can't endure nothing. We just want to be happy. When I was watching that thing, them people were so happy. Suppose, you're not a television dude. Lord, were they happy, Mike. But that wasn't true happiness. That's a farce. But we watch those TV programs, watch them movies, and they get on the inside of us. And before you know it, you got these secret desires. And it's just for the world. It's just of the world. It's just the world. It's just the world. And I thank God for PWM. Pastor's Heavenly Light that's going to be in the Upward Call on Monday. It says the ocean is for fish. Land is for animals. Sky is for birds. And the heavenly realm is for the children of men. We don't even know what sphere we're supposed to be in. We don't have a clue. I'm worried about trying to be in a house. Woo, Jesus. I'm worried about trying to get in a house instead of laying before heaven saying, I want to get into that spiritual realm. Will you open up heaven and catch me up? If Jacob could get caught up, if Paul can go through the third heaven, come on now, y'all. We're missing out on many opportunities because we're so distracted. We distracted, Rob, with the cares of this world. We don't realize it, but the cares of this world have us more than we realize. But this morning, the Holy Spirit said, before 2018 come in here, oh, he's going to sweep some clean. He's going to clean out not just my closet. Oh, I'm going to be the one to tell you. There you go, Valisa. Valisa has her hand up. He's not just going to clean out my closet. He's already started cleaning out Kristen's closet. He's going to clean out Pastor's closet. He's going to clean out Mike's closet. He's going to clean out Derek's closet. He's going to clean out Katina's closet. Oh, there's going to be some housekeeping. So we can get into the kingdom. He love us. How come he love us that much? How come he choose PWM, y'all, to bring forth his glory in the earth? How come he choose this little group of people? Why he chose you? Why he brought you all the way from New York down here. And then he put you in Crossroad, and now he put you in PWM. Because I want to show you my glory. I want you to see something that this world has never shown you before. I want to show you something that this world has never shown you before. And we need to ask God, show me. Show me. The fish know what it's supposed to do. The fish know. The fish know where it belongs. The bird know where it belongs. But do we know we belong in that heavenly realm? Do we have any idea? Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly. And as soon as we heard that, that faith movement told us it was for things. It won't. That abundant. What's more abundant than the kingdom of God? What's more? Is there anything? We read over there in Revelation about the streets are paved with gold and the 12 gates are made of pearls. And we messing around here in this little pavement and asphalt, right, right. And we excited about pavement and asphalt. And he said, I'm trying to get you into a new place. I'm trying to give you that abundant life. I'm trying to give you that abundant life. That was our original purpose. That's why Jesus died. That's why he came in here. There's a life and flow in heavenly places with the Lord. There's a life and a flow. You can get in a place with God where you just flow right on out of it. Oh, yeah, sickness come, you flow right on out of it. Trouble come, you flow right on out of it. There's a whole new dimension. He said he's begun a good work in us. Pastor, he's begun a good work. He told us over there, he said, it's time for us to move on out of elementary things. It's time to mature in God now. This next dimension, this next level we in is a mature level. It's a mature. We're not giving in to our flesh anymore. Our flesh has no dominion over us anymore. Our flesh is not going to overtake us anymore. We're going to get victory here now, y'all. And when the victory comes, Chantel, then the glory comes. When the victory comes, then the glory comes. Then healing is nothing. When the glory comes, there is no need for anything. He started it and he can finish. There's a step-by-step process, Jonah said, to spiritual maturity. We've been going there. Pastor been killing us. Started out with the cross. Then he kept going. He said they dying a little bit. Then he started baptizing us. You know what I'm saying? He kept on working on us, Mike. Step-by-step process to spiritual maturity. We thought he was just, you know, reading some book and giving us some information. But there was a work being done. There's something God had in mind that we didn't even know about. He was trying to get him some sons. He's trying to get him some sons. Only the sons going to enter into the kingdom of God. No little babies and children going to make it in there. Sons. People that took off the training wheel. It is the calling of every Christian to be a messenger of God. To continually enter into the heavenly realm. Continually. Continually enter into the heavenly realm. Continually. Not just once every 2 years, but continually enter into the heavenly realm. Where we get our message of blessing for the earth. We're supposed to be bringing the kingdom of God, heaven to the earth. We talk about how bad the earth is, and we talk about everything that's going on. You know why it's going on? Because we have opted not to take our rightful position. The whole earth is groaning and travailing, waiting for what? The sons. The sons, not the babies. The sons. We got to be increasing. And the only way we're going to want the heavenly life, like Roz was singing this morning in worship ministry, is that we want Jesus. If we don't want Jesus, you're not going to want the heavenly life. Because he already gone to heaven. He's been resurrected. He's trying to resurrect us. We must become more than comfortable in the heavenly realm. It must be our home. It must be where we live. It must be where we abide. It must be, I can't wait to get there. Rick Joyner said he saw a sign on a church and said, we are just a waiting room for heaven. That is not what we are called to be. We're called, the church is called to be the gateway to heaven. The gateway. Worship is the gateway to get us there. He's trying to take us into a new dimension. Every time we ascend, we will descend with a blessing for the earth. Every time we ascend, see, the earth is in the condition it's in because we are in, oh, help us, Holy Ghost. Help Geraldine, please. Every time we ascend, we'll descend. We'll come back with a message and a blessing. The blessing we come back with is a piece of heaven, evidence of his existence. The world don't believe because we don't believe. The world don't believe, Pastor Love, because we really don't believe. Oh, we'll preach some sermons. We'll sing some songs. Oh, we will. We don't really believe. We don't believe. We don't believe. Because if we do, we'd be active. We'd be giving up our lives. We'd be giving up our lives. Chris, I would have cleaned the closet out 10 years ago. I'd have gave it up all. What am I holding on to it for? Closet full of nothing that I can, half of what I can't even wear. Just holding on to it. For what? Even if I get back down to a size 12. Why? He wanted to do a new thing. He can't give us nothing new because we got too much old. We got the old Jesus. I got the Pentecostal Jesus. Some of us got the Baptist Jesus. Some of us got the Methodist Jesus. Some of us got the charismatic Jesus. We can't get the real Jesus, the resurrected Jesus that's sitting on the right hand of the Father, pleading and interceding. Come up here with me. Come up here with me. Can I get anybody to come up here with me? He's pleading and waiting. The heaven is open. Luke said that when Jesus went down into the Jordan and was baptized, and heaven opened, and the dove came down, and it stayed. Heaven is already open. We don't have to pray for open heaven. Heaven is already open. Heaven is, when Jesus came down, it's already open. Heaven is already open. Heaven is already open. He's just waiting for some people with enough faith. Just enough faith, Pastor Love. Just enough faith. I'm going to take a spiritual journey here. I'm going to go somewhere in Jesus. Just enough faith. We should sing our song in the old chain. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little more faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little more faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little more faith. We need to start exercising. We've been taught so much in this house right here. It's grieving the Holy Spirit. He whipped me last night after I went through my moment. He did, Pastor. He did, Derek. He said, you know better than this. You know better. Is that going to be your desire? Is that going to be your desire? I laid there and I wept, Mike. I laid there and I wept. I said, no, Jesus. No. 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 No way. We are creating a highway, Pastor, in the heavenly realm that others can travel. It may not seem like we are doing much now, but it is. It's happening. It's happening. The door that John saw open in heaven is still open. It didn't close. We're seated with Christ in the heavenly places. The Lord is calling us to come up to where he is. He's asking us and waiting to us. There is no limit to the expanding universe that we can see if we just put our eyes on him and believe him. Thank you, sweetheart, and believe him. Jesus told his disciples a simple story in John 10 and 10, but they have no idea what he was talking about. When he first started telling them the story in John 10 and 10, they had no idea what he was talking about. And sometimes we sit here and pastors ministering and the word is going forth, and we don't have a clue what he really talking about. We listen, but Chantel, we don't have a clue. What are you talking about? Being resurrected with Jesus. Living in the spirit, walking in the spirit. What is he? What does that mean? What does that feel like? Jesus told this simple story, but they had no idea what he was talking about. So he tried it again. He's going to try us again, y'all. He's trying us again today. He's saying, will you clean out the clutter? Will you let me come in so I can bring my glory? Because he is the glory. I think it was last Sunday. you sung, when he come in, when Jesus come in, what happened? When he comes into the room, everything changes. Everything changes. Everything changes. Everything. So we've got to posture ourselves and get rid of the clutter, get rid of whatever is hindering us so he can come in. He's right there at the door trying to get in. He wants to get in. He wants to be with us and have fellowship with us and commune with us more than we do. So he said, I'll try it again. I'll be explicit then to then, he said. I am the gate for the sheep. He is the gateway to heaven. And all those who are up to no good, sheep stealers, every one of them. There's some folks out, Lord, I'm not, let me read on past that. Because y'all know I'm getting ready to meddle now. I'm getting ready to meddle. Okay. You can't listen to, he said, but the sheep didn't listen to them. The sheep is going to come through the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for. We'll freely go in and out and find pasture. There is an invisible, that was some of John in the Message Bible. There is an invisible gate separating the natural realm from the supernatural realm. But we got to pierce it. There's an invisible gate. We can't see it, y'all. We can't see the angels that's in this room. There's angels all around this place. I be saying every Sunday, Lord, please open my eyes. I do, Chris. I do. I want this thing, y'all. I want to experience it more than I want to live. I do. I do. This is not just a sermon or a message I want to give you. This is my heart's cry. But Pastor said, I don't have anything else. Told you the devil told the truth. He did tell the truth, Mike. I don't have nothing to nobody. He told part truth, like he told Jesus when he was in the wilderness tempting him. Didn't it say? Didn't the word say? He'll tell you part truth. He told part of the truth in the natural. In the natural. But in the spirit, he can't see what I have. He don't know what's going on. He don't know the riches untold and the treasures that have my name on them. That have my name on it. That have Tabitha's name on it. Do you think he's going to let you go through life and suffer and don't you reward you? Oh, no. You're going to enjoy some things in this present world, but you got to want him more than you want this present world. You've got to want him more than that. You have to want him. You have to desire after him. I mean, with all your heart, all of your heart, everything within you. The Lord is releasing spiritual encounters to us, y'all. There will be increased dreams, increased visions, increased opportunities, and we're going to have, whoa, Pastor Jerry was right. My God, Pastor Jerry was telling the truth. Jesus, it's going to be Sundays, Pastor, where we won't be able to do nothing but listen to the encounters. That Sunday's coming, we're not going to be able to listen to dreams and encounters. It'll be dreams and encounters Sunday. I was listening to John Paul Jackson last night. Dreams and encounters. He said, and I'm going to impart that. Shall I grab it too? He said, I'm going to impart that to those that are listening. He was talking to his audience, but I was on the internet, but I was getting it. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that. Dreams and encounters going to pick up like never before. Watch 2018, Pastor. Y'all can put this down, buy the CD, get on the podcast. Say Pastor Jerry said it. I said, dreams and visions going to pick up. He's going to start visiting men and women as he did years ago. Pentecost, he's going to visit us. We're going to have Tina, amen. Tina, amen. Tana. Oh, yes, baby. He's going to visit you. He's going to visit you. You know how, okay, somebody help me with this one. Who was it? Balaam? Yeah, I get them mixed up. Balaam and Balak and Balaam. One was on the donkey. Balaam was on the donkey, and he was gone. He was going trying to curse Israel, and the Lord had told him, you can't curse what I've already blessed. Tina, you're already blessed. Come up here. Come up here. You're already blessed. Mike, come help me, please. Get that oil. You're already blessed. See, you can't, the world can't curse. I don't care how much he play around with the world. The world can't curse what God has already blessed. The world can't cast, I don't care what the world say. I don't care what the world say. The world can't curse. Come on, sweetheart. The world can't curse what God has already blessed. God, and I renew the blessing of God. I release it. Shanda Roko Sheba Sia. You are blessed. You are blessed. You don't you believe the lie no more. You are blessed. You are blessed. Balaam was going trying to curse the children of Israel three times. And the Lord said, now he's so stupid. He's going to keep doing what I told him not to do. Till the donkeys had to talk to him. Read it. Wouldn't go nowhere. He beating the donkey, trying to make the donkey go. Donkey said, no. Donkey said, don't you see them angels right there with the sword drawn? I am not going anywhere. You get off me and walk into it, but I'm not going. God's going to open up our spirit. If he can open up a donkey, my God, if he can cause a donkey to see in the spirit, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me, y'all? I ain't talking about y'all. What's wrong with me, Rob? If the donkey can see it in the spirit, what's wrong with me? A donkey. He said, Master, I've done what you told me to do all these years, but I'm not doing this. I see angels with swords drawn. The donkey. Come on, y'all. Are we going to let a donkey outdo us? Pastor Love, no way. No way, Pastor. No way is a donkey going to outdo me. No way. I've got to be able to see and have vision and encounters in the spirit realm. That's my inheritance. That's my inheritance. That's my true inheritance, is be able to see and live and move and operate in the spirit. That's what he saved me for. That's what he's been raising me up for. That's what I've suffered for. That's what I've gone through for. And now, Mike, I'm stepping into what he's called me to be. I'm stepping into it. I'm stepping into it. I'm stepping into it, y'all. So if you look at me and I act a fool sometime, it's all right. It's all right, Miss Brenda. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. Chris, it's your fault. How come God chose me? I'm sitting there. He said, that's why you're going through what you're going through. He broke a barrier in me. I've been sick so long. And Shella, break it off of you in Jesus' name. Sometimes you have to break the barrier. Come on, sickness will put a barrier up in your mind, in your spirit, and in your emotion. But that barrier broke this morning. I heard him say, you're on the other side of through, Geraldine. You're on the other side of through. You're on the other side of through. Shella, no, you can be so sick that you lose your mind. You can't even think. Pain is just, you get through a day and don't even know how you got through the day. And it was God's grace that let me keep coming, Cheryl, every day. I don't know how I made it someday. Don't even know how, but it was his grace. What he told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. My ability so supernaturally supersedes your ability. His grace supersedes your ability. His grace supersedes Mike Ruffin's ability. His grace supersedes Henrico County's ability. Supersede. I prophesy a promotion over you. Mm-hmm. There's an office for you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you got ministry to do. You got to stop cleaning floors and running behind people. Yeah, 2018. There's an office and a promotion so you can be free on Wednesdays. Free to come and pray. Free to fall in the arms of Jesus. Freedom. Freedom. You don't have freedom unless you're in the spirit, y'all. You ain't free until you get in the spirit. You're not free. You're not free until the Holy Ghost take you over. If the Holy Ghost don't have you, you're still in bondage. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. But God is opening up our eyes in here. God is opening up our eyes. God is opening up our eyes. We're going to see like we've never seen before. Ephesians, I had some glasses somewhere. And I'm going to sit down. Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. He says, I'm asking that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge. What do y'all think Paul was talking about? He wasn't talking about just reading some books. All of that first chapter is about the heavenly realm. That's all it's about. He's trying to say, I want their eyes open. I want them to be able to understand. I'm asking that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know the hope of your calling, what he's called you for, the riches of his glorious inheritance that he has for the saints, what he has for us we haven't even touched yet, the surpassing greatness of his power to those who believe, the surpassing greatness of the power of those that believe. We're entering into a whole nother realm, y'all, a whole nother sphere in this house. Watch what I tell you. There's an elevation of the anointing of God. Things that you used to struggle with, you don't have to struggle with anymore. Things that you used to have to go through, Pastor Glory, come here, I'm going to lay hands on you. Come here, give me some more oil. Those things that used to trouble you won't trouble you no more. Those things that you used to fight with, they're gone. They're gone. They're gone, G. They're gone. They're gone. They're gone. There's another realm. There's a whole nother realm. There's a whole nother realm, lady. Lady Glow, there's a whole nother realm. There's a whole nother realm of his glory. Whole nother realm of peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Rob, there's a whole nother sphere. Mark this one down. Holy Ghost told me. And I had no idea. Pastor was over in the pastor's office. He said, what you going to preach about? And I'm sitting there saying, I don't have a clue. I said to myself, I had some notes. But see, you'll never know what he's going to do. And it's all Chris' fault. Chris broke that thing for me. I'm sitting over there. I'm serious, y'all. Worship was going on. And we pretend like we in it. y'all don't tell on y'allself. I tell on myself. You pretend, you get up and raise your hand, whatever. But something going on down in here. You ain't got your breakthrough yet. Boy, that child got up here. And it broke. Pastor, it broke. It broke. It released me into another whole dimension. Another whole dimension, y'all. Another, he said, you've been in a holding pattern, but I'm releasing you now to another whole dimension. Because you had the grace, allowed me to give you the grace to let me put you in a holding pattern and wait on me. So you don't have to be in a holding pattern. You can go do what you want to do. You got free will. He told Adam, don't eat the fruit. He didn't make him not go do what you want to do, bro. You know, serious. Matt, he won't force you. He said, Matt, go do such and such a thing, or don't, and then it's up to you. You can choose life or you can choose death. And most of the time, we choose death and don't have sense enough to know it. We thought we got blessed. You just chose death. Lord told you, don't take that job, but you took it because it made $20,000 more than you was making. Now you can't come to church on Sunday. You're frustrated. You're tired. You're mad at your wife. You're mad at the children. And now you're talking about you're blessed. No, you did your own thing. God can take $30,000 and let you live. Don't tell me. Don't you tell me. My son was making $5.25 an hour, bless his heart. And the Lord told me, said, tell him, say, if he stay there on that job for 1 year, I'm going to bless him. He said, Mama, I can't stay here on $5.25 an hour. I got a wife and two kids. I said, Marvin, the Lord said, if you stay there, he'll bless you. God gave that boy so much favor with the boss. He ended up having the boss's yacht. Am I lying? His credit cards. His timeshare. $5.25 an hour. See, you don't know. If you just obey God. If you just obey him. He knew what he was doing. And then God trained him up. Gave him a spirit of stability and stopped running from job to job and chasing after money and whatever. And then God told him to tell him, I'm going to bless you. And then he left there and went to Hill Phoenix and God just soared him up. But he had to get that year. So he had to get that year and do what God said do. God's speaking to somebody in here, Mark. Stop chasing the mighty dollar. Stop. Ask God to bless what's in your hand. Come on. He can bless it. He can bless what's in your hand. I remember when Chumley and Associates closed down and I wasn't working. Bernadine, I had to repent. I said, God, what did I do with $30,000 a year? I'm living the same way I'm living now. What did I do with that money? What? We think we need. But if you get in the will of God, if you get in the will of God, we was getting ready to open Crossroads. God said, I need you there. You don't know the four-ass fight I had, Mike. I'm looking for jobs on the side, on the sly. This ain't real. I'm not ready for this, Lord. I'm not ready for this. But see, if we be obedient to what God has called us to, and he's calling us to a holy place, calling us to a place in him, there's riches and blessings for us in the spirit realm as well as in the natural. But we have to know that they can only come through our obedience. When our obedience is full. When our obedience is full. That God wants to display the power and the working of his mighty strength in our lives. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of my ear, but now my eyes see thee. God's going to let our eyes see him in a real way. We're going to visit him, and he's going to visit us. The Holy Spirit is speaking to those who will stay through difficult times. He's about to open the curtains of heaven and reveal his glory. If we can stay the course, y'all. I remember when I first came to PWM, Pastor used to say it all the time. Stay the course. Stay the course. So the next few years, just stay the course. Just stay the course, Tom. Breakthrough is already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, you all. Stop prophesying and saying what it is. As pastors say, confession is one thing. But if God give you a word, God, just like, I'm not doing this because Tina is my daughter. I'm doing this because God told me to do it. When she was in New Jersey, and the Holy Spirit said, pray her back home. Went to 6 o'clock prayer. I was going to 6 o'clock prayer anyway. But every morning at 6 o'clock, I prayed her. God, bring her back to Richmond. Bring her back to Richmond. God said, I'm going to bring her back. And then one morning I went to pray. He said, don't pray no more. It's done. She didn't come that day. Maybe 3 or 4 months. But I didn't have to pray anymore. And then she remembered, I miss God. Cheryl. Instead of coming to Richmond, she went to Powhatan. Pastor, remember that. So God's going to tell us. The Holy Spirit is going to show us what's going on. He's about to open the curtains of heaven and reveal his glory. Do not fear being deceived because of those who are truly his sheep going to know his voice. Sometimes people say, don't go out there. Don't get too deep. I'm going to get as deep as I can get. And if I drown, I drown. I'm going to stay connected to Jesus. And I'm going to go where he wants me to go. What Pentecost signifies for all believers is that the gate of heaven is open. When Pentecost came, heaven opened. Lord, have mercy. Holy Ghost want to do another better, more than that. More than that. Bill Johnson said, what Jesus demonstrated on the earth and on the cross cleared the way so that we are without excuse. We're without excuse. Ooh. All right, Dre, what you doing to me? We are without excuse. We now have access through the travail of labor. Not through travail of labor, but free access to him, his world, going into his world every moment, every day that we live. We live as a gate to release that reality into everyone that we come into contact. We can bring heaven to earth once we start being acclimated with it. Once we get used to it. Once we do that. Once we do that. I'm finished. Psalms 118. I said I was finished, didn't I? Psalms 118 and 19, the English Standard Version said, open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. Sometimes we can't praise and worship Roz because we don't know what heaven is about. Until you get with God, until you see God like Abraham did, you know, you can say, I'm going up to worship. God said, go offer your son up on the altar. And when he gets to the bottom of the mountain, he tell his servants, stay right here. My son and I are going up to worship. First time I read that, Pastor, it bothered me. What do you mean you're going up to worship? You're going up to give. The Lord told me, don't try to explain it. You all think about it. He said, I'm going up to worship. You're talking about a relationship. You're talking about a relationship. You're talking about a relationship. That's past churchdom. That's deep. That's deep, Pastor Mike. And we've been talking about don't get deep. Oh, I want to get deep. I haven't begun. Pastor, I haven't begun that apostolic anointing on him. He haven't begun to get deep yet. Y'all wait till 18 hit us. Y'all wait. God's got something in store for him. Surpass all of his knowledge and understanding. God's going to download heaven into him. God's going to download heaven. So you better sit at his feet. Say, as the priest, as the people, he go up, we go up. The oil come down his head. I'm going to be right at his foot to get it. You can believe it if you want to. It's up to you. I'm just giving you what the Lord said to me. 2018 is another whole dimension in him. His glory is filling his temple. He's coming in. Let's get rid of the clutter, clean some stuff away in our spirit. Maybe it's not natural clutter. Maybe some things in our hearts and in our spirit that we need to release. So take this, Lord. I've been carrying this too long. I've been carrying this offense too long. I've been carrying this hurt too long. I've been carrying this disappointment too long. God, take it so your glory can fill my life. So the world will know and have an experience of heaven on earth. In Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you for today, for the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the word of the living God. And for reaching out into the realm of the spirit, into the Jesus world, and taking on his life and grace and anointing. Open the eyes of our heart, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Enjoy your afternoon.